you haven't already heard the record-breaking podcast where Shaq interviewed Kobe?
The greatest Laker ever. What's up, Kobe?
What's up, my man?
Well, no worries, because you can get it right now at podcastone.com. Just click on the big podcast with Shaq. Stream it or download it. You'll be glad you did.
I don't hate you. I know you don't hate me.
Our disagreements, we set them to each other's face.
That's the big podcast with Shaq, guest starring Kobe Bryant.
We've gotten a fist fight.
That just showed me that, you know what, this kid ain't going to back down.
At podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Happy Friday. It's the end of the work week. It's the end of the Big Brother week. And we are going to be talking about our interview questions that we got back from CBS from the great Julia Nolan. And I'm going to be talking about all that and everything that broke overnight in the Big Brother house with our great live feed correspondent, Alex Kidwell. Alex, how are you?
Doing good, Rob. I'm excited to be here again. And I'm looking forward to talking about some Julia stuff with you today. Some juju. Yes. Juge.
We're talking about the juge, and we got these questions back. So lots of fun there. I thought it was a really good podcast last night after the eviction episode. Like right before we went on, I said to Ian, like, I don't really have anything to ask here. Like, I don't have a lot to go off of, but I felt like we really did come up with some good things to talk about because, you know, it's when it's a decision between Julia and Liz, it's not a ton to talk about. And we didn't have a new HOH to be crowned, but I thought it ended up being a really good conversation.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, I think, yeah, we're at the point in the game where you can talk about the what ares, but it's almost more fun and there's more to it if you want to talk about the what ifs, because there's so few scenarios. There's still a bunch of scenarios that can play out, but there's so few that you can really now begin to put them all down on paper and start to see how they might play out.
So we've got so much going on in terms of Big Brother and then in terms of Survivor as well. We just announced our Survivor Rank the Seasons poll, which is now up with the help of the tabulator. If you want to be a part of our official RHAP ranking of all 30 Survivor seasons, you can cast your vote between now and September 20th at robhasawebsite.com/season rank. And I posted a podcast with Kurt and did a couple other things on that podcast talking about that also earlier this morning. All right, so let's get into this. Got these questions back from Juge, and we can go ahead and answer them. The first question, of course, these questions come compiled from Alex and Taryn and Brent, our live feed correspondents. And so the first question we had for Julia was, how hard is it being Liz for 5 weeks in the house? What challenges did swapping out present that you didn't expect? And she said, it was extremely difficult. The most challenging part was knowing the right information in such a short amount of time. There were a lot of smaller details we didn't always go over. We always spend too much time talking about the game and alliances. Not being able to be my true self and having to act like Liz was so hard. Is that going to be annoying? Is that going to annoy?
I like it. That's good so far. Let's see where it takes us.
So yeah, that's about what we expected. So they spend too much time talking about alliances, not enough time talking about the personal stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think so. And I think, you know, especially once the two twins were in the house together, I think they spent a lot of time, just the two of them, or just the two of them in Austin, or just the two of them in Austin and Vanessa, or with Shelly. But there's a whole side of the house they didn't make much of a connection with.
So we asked, what was going through your head when you found out that the whole house was onto you switching with Liz? What was the first thing you thought you had to do in the game at that moment? She said, honestly, I couldn't believe people found out that quickly. We were naive because we didn't think people would catch on to us being twins. Game-wise, I realized I had to tell someone I could trust our secret and decided on Vanessa and Austin. That was a good decision on our part because Vanessa and Austin helped to protect us and helped us from being exposed. So they turned to Vanessa and Austin.
Indeed, they did.
Anything shocking there?
No, not so much. I mean, I think, you know, I was interested to hear if she felt like, you know, I wanted to understand the process, and I'm not surprised by it, but I also wanted to just, you know, it's good to, you know, understand what's going through people's heads sometimes in their moments of panic in the house. I think it gives us insight.
So we asked Julia, you talked this week about the idea to expose Vanessa's game on your way out of the house. What made you ultimately decide against doing that?
A lot of people were wondering about that.
What was she going to expose?
Basically, you know, we were talking a little bit on Wednesday when I was going to the live feed portion about how there was kind of a good 24-hour stretch there where Austin and the twins were really on to Vanessa, really, you know, a big part of it was these contingency deals. They just really, you know, we saw it a bit on the show. They really were starting to be rubbed the wrong way by Vanessa. And Julia was at a point where she was really thinking like she's just going to expose everything that she thinks Vanessa has been doing on her way out the door. But she ultimately decided against that, I guess.
Julia said, I just went with my gut. Even though she gave me bad strategic advice, she never gave me any reason to doubt her.
What about the bad strategic advice?
That was an opinion. That wasn't just trying to throw her under the bus.
Oh, it wasn't deliberately malicious? I thought it was.
Okay. No.
All right. Well,
no.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I mean,
oh my God, Alex, why would you say that?
It speaks to Vanessa's game. Exactly right. That, yeah, she's... Wow. That, yeah, you could
say so many things about you. I could, like, I'm speechless right now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, she can. She can
don't
just
piss
talk
off Vanessa.
She can talk you into a tailspin. It's really pretty impressive to watch sometimes.
All right. We asked Julia, had you stayed this week instead of Liz, what would your game plan have been moving forward? Do you think that you would have stuck close with Austin or tried to branch out in other ways? What do you think?
I feel like she would have had to stick to Austin, yeah?
Stick to the Austin. she said, moving forward, I knew I would need to win an HOH if Liz was evicted out of the house. And there would be more ammunition for me to try my best and win. I would have stuck with Austin because that's my sister's boyfriend. Austin was a really great ally, and it's unfortunate I doubted him. I really do believe he had the best intentions in mind for my sister and I.
I really believed that at the time, too. And that's great that she came around to believing that, even without having to see the footage. Because she, yeah, for a little while, she really was holding a grudge against him about that. And, you know, for all the, you know, knocks we've given him this season, I don't wish ill will on anyone's relationship. So,
would Austin have willingly gone to the final three with the Nolans?
Yeah, I think so.
Would that have been best case scenario? Like, I understand he doesn't want to just throw his game away for them, but if he could help it, was that going to be his ideal final three, or did he want Vanessa in there?
Honestly, I think he has a great argument against either of the twins because they really have, you know, used him as a shield all game. So he can say, look, I was the one that was taking all the, you know, the impact of everyone trying to get me out before the twins. I was the one who was making the strategic decision for the three of us. I mean, I think he has great arguments against the twins. I think that's great for him.
Yeah, I kind of feel like if I'm Austin and I'm putting myself in Austin's head, I'm going to quantum leap into Austin. I'm going to put myself in the Imaginarium, okay? I think if you're Austin, you feel like I can beat either Liz or Julia for the final HOH, and then I just take Liz to the final two and say, I'm sorry, Julia, that's my girlfriend. I have to take her to the final two. I mean, is Julie going to be really mad? And Julia's going to vote for Liz anyway. So I think that would have been a good setup as opposed to getting involved with Vanessa, and can you trust her, and can you beat her? Is she going to take you? I feel like that would have been probably the path of least resistance for Austin.
Yeah, that would have been the dream setup. Yeah, if Steve wasn't head of household and wasn't like in a position where it basically came down to Julian not winning the veto meant one of them was going home. That was definitely his ideal final three, I think, for sure.
Especially this character that he set up of Austin, that he is doing anything. He's the romantic and he was doing it for Julia and Liz. And he's not going to sacrifice his game. He's not going to commit game suicide for them. But short of that Romeo and Juliet type scenario, I think that he was going to want to go as far as he can with them.
Yeah, and you know, fan opinion notwithstanding, James and Meg both told us they believe Austin is playing the best game. That's something that we have to take into account when we're starting to think about who might win this game.
Okay. We asked Julia, if you had come into this game as an individual, who do you think you would have gravitated to or aligned with? How much did having to play as Liz force you to change up those choices? She said, I think I would have probably played a similar game. Coming into the house, both Liz and I gravitated towards Austin, and his relationship with Vanessa brought us all together. we tend to get along with the same people, and we both had strong positive vibes from Vanessa and Austin since the beginning. Pretty much what we expected.
Yeah, I suppose. I was hoping to, you know, maybe see if we could get something different there, if she was really kind of a little more introspective about kind of differences between her and Liz, but yeah, par for the course, I suppose.
We asked the Juge. So obviously, you're pulling for Liz to win it all, but do you think she's playing the best game? If not, who is? What do you think? You think she said that Liz is playing the best game?
I'm really not sure. You know, I think it. She probably would, just because like she doesn't want to be on record saying anything other than that. But I, you know, honestly, I don't really know.
She said, "Yes, I definitely think she's playing the best game, even though I may be biased. She's won 3 HOHs and has a good social game as well. Her only flaw in the game would be not branching out and building stronger relationships with the other house guests."
Yeah, social game.
It's the only flaw in the game.
Yeah, that's an Achilles heel the size of Texas.
We asked Julia, we heard that you say you'd never vote for a winner that targeted you or Liz. Do you still feel that way? What do you think?
I'm hopeful that that was, you know, I mean, we saw there's been great players that have threatened their jury vote as strategy. I mean, most notably, Big Brother Canada 3 winner Sarah Hanlon used that very effectively. So I'm hoping that that was just a line, but
she said, I don't feel that way anymore. I respect the game moves made in the house, and deep down I know that Liz and I would never make it to the final two. Okay.
Good. Okay. Yeah, I mean, she said it often enough that you had to think in the moment when she was so emotional she meant it, but it's good to know that, you know, removed from the game a little bit with a little time, that she wouldn't feel that way.
One last question for Julia. We asked her, and this was the Rob question that was thrown in there. Would you be interested in being set up with Mr. Spectacular? Does he have a better chance of being a Christmas dinner than Austin?
Ooh.
What do you think?
How is it under all that, under that shady tree, Rob?
Well, who am I throwing shade at? Austin?
No, I guess. I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
No. I love Austin. Austin's my neighbor. He lives close to me.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So what do you think?
Oh man, she can't give any answer. Like, she just can't, like, it's awkward if she gives any answer other than the PC answer here, right?
She says, he's very cute. However, he's too short for me. So Austin still has the better shot of being at Christmas dinner with the Nolan fam.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. They talked about Jesse being short on the episode, but you never saw really a shot of him either like below the waist or standing next to anyone. Did you notice that?
He was like standing on like a platform.
Yeah.
He was like propped up on like an Apple box.
Yeah. It's funny.
All right. So those are the questions from Julia, and then no more Julia until the reunion. Or actually, we'll see her in the jury house at some point. No. Oh my God.
How do you think they're going to feel in jury when she shows up, Rob?
I think they're going to be like,
oh my God.
Oh, you know.
Refills of wine all around.
More wine, more whiskey, please.
Wine and whiskey. That's right.
Another round of hide and go seek with Captain Camo.
Yeah,
well, it'll be nice for James to have somebody new to scare.
Yeah.
His favorite target. It'll be nice to have her back in the
that's
jury.
That's right. Yeah. Oh no, Julia, without any protection.
Yeah,
victimized by James in the jury house.
In the juju house. All right, so before we get into talking about what happened overnight on the live feeds, let me take a minute and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, those are friends over at True Car, because, you know, there's so many great things that you could see on the internet besides Big Brother live feeds. We can go out and what else is on the internet, Alex?
What isn't on the internet these days, Rob?
So many things.
Could you ask a more open-ended question?
So many things. You could read Steve's HOH letter. You could see different letters that Austin sent his girlfriend that she's putting up on the internet. But you could also shop for a brand new car, which is very important to do. And it's so good because you don't even have to stop watching the live feeds to shop for a new car when you use TrueCar.com or the TrueCar mobile app, because you can pick out the exact car you want with all of the features, get everything you want on there, and then you can compare prices against other cars in that same area, and you could see what other people are paying down to the zip code. It's the best way to do it and make sure that you never overpay for a new car. You could save on average over $3,000 off MSRP without hassles or headaches. It's how car buying was always meant to be. There have been over 2 million cars sold by the True Car Certified Dealer Network, and there's over 10,000 dealers in the network. You'll work directly with a True Car Certified Dealer. So to get started, go to TrueCar.com or download the True Car app and start saving. True Car, never overpay. All right, here we go. You ready for the final time on a Friday, the spoiler song for Big Brother 17. Here we go.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
All right, here we go. Let's talk about it. On the show last night, we discussed that the new HOH this week was going to be Vanessa, which to a lot of people in the chat room and on the podcast, we're very surprised that Vanessa was going to be the HOH this week because it seemed like she was going to be fine either way. She guarantees her own safety, but now she has a very big decision to make with two twosomes in the house who both feel like she is with them. So let's pick it up there, Alex, with Vanessa as HOH.
Yeah, so somewhere under the rainbow, Vanessa probably should have thrown a competition, but that's not what happened last night, Rob.
Why wouldn't she throw a competition?
Right. Well, she, you
know, so easy. It's fun.
Later that, you know, she had mentioned to John that she would be willing to do that. And later, towards, very late in the night, Vanessa and John ended up talking. And John asked about it. Vanessa said that she believed Austin was too close, that she had to win it. I really feel like she's just, she couldn't bring herself to throw it, like Brent talks about. You know, it really is easy to say, you know, throw a competition when it's mathematically in your odds. But when you're someone like Vanessa, who's like, whole game has been predicated on control, it's hard to just cede control in a moment like that.
Okay. So she had to do it. Don't say that she's playing the game too hard, because she's not, right?
Like, you're literally telling me I'm playing the game too hard? Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. Don't even.
Oh my God. Okay. So who is Vanessa going to put up on the block? How does she get to this decision?
So this is, you know, where it's kind of interesting, Rob, because feeds are down today. Mm. So we're not going to know for sure. That being said, I have a really pretty good idea based on all the conversations that took place last night. Even though, I mean, man, Vanessa is such a whirlwind when she wins HOHs. And that's part of why feeds have been great this season in my mind, because she's got so much going on that it's never a dull moment, really.
Okay, so where are we leaving things off before the feeds went dark?
So ultimately, I thought the person who had the best night last night of anyone was Austin. Hmm. Austin is the one who was able to, and Vanessa was operating, like, all her conversations were operating under the idea of, like, you can tell me what you want to tell me, anyone, but I'm operating on what are people incentivized. I heard the word incentivized about a billion times last night, Rob. What are people actually incentivized to do? And so Vanessa is, like, not even taking anybody's word at face value anymore. She's just trying to think about what is best for them. Unfortunately, I think this is where she's actually running into maybe the most trouble I've ever seen, because she seems to have really some difficulty now really putting herself in other people's shoes, and she doesn't seem to really understand where the jury stands. So I think this is going to be, if any Achilles heel exists in her game, I really think we're starting to see it here. Austin has basically convinced her to put up John and Steve.
Wow. So what was his reasoning for that?
So again, she basically, you know, she felt like she was going to have to pick a couple and, you know, put the other couple up. And ultimately, her reasoning for targeting Johnny Mac is essentially backwards. She thinks Johnny Mac is like the GOAT now that Julia's gone, because he hasn't won anything. She thinks that, like, if Johnny Mac is still there, he's going to be dragged to Final Two like a Victoria, and that's a spot she wants. I think Johnny Mac is her biggest competition left in the game. I don't think she can appreciate that competition wins aren't the be-all, end-all. She's just talking about how he hasn't won, and he's got people who really love the kid in jury.
All right, but if the reasoning is wrong, but the decision is the right one, it's like you're saying that she's doing the right thing, but for the wrong motive. I mean, does it ultimately matter?
It's weird. It's not the wrong thing. I think the right thing for her would have been to throw the competition, because she would have been safe regardless.
Well,
now she
done.
Puts herself in a
the
slightly
out of the
spot.
Tube on that one.
Right, right. So, like, at this point, I think she could target Johnny Mac or Steve, I think, or even Austin. I mean, I think she could go anyway with this, but yeah, she probably is actually in the best shape targeting John, but not for any of the reasons she thinks. And it was a great conversation at one point between Steve and Vanessa, where they're basically just fundamentally on opposite ends of where this is at, where Vanessa's trying to argue why John is the easiest to beat and Steve thinks he's the hardest to beat. It's a very interesting conversation.
Was there any talk about what we were discussing on the podcast last night of going one from column A and one from column B, going with, say, like a Johnny Mac and Liz as nominees?
Right. So that conversation, we never heard her say anything about that until the last conversation she had in the night, really, which was with John. And she basically said, you know, I'm now thinking maybe what I'll do is just put up one from each side and just let you guys figure it out. But it wasn't even, you know, the strategic reasoning that I would have had for doing that, which is that the votes will always cancel out and then you get to decide who goes home. It was more like, I'm going to like let you guys figure it out. I don't want to, you know, piss anyone off kind of a thing. So,
but could that just be what she's saying?
Oh, sure, it could. And, you know, it's possible, but I still think she's going to end up putting John and Steve on the block next to each other. And I do believe the one and one is a better play because she has more control in that situation.
How have John and Steve reacted to this? And did they know that was going to be the case?
Two completely different ways. And I think it's very interesting. It speaks to kind of the fundamental differences of them, but why they're also an interesting pair to be working together. Steve, you know, had a talk with Vanessa, kind of understood where she was at, came up later with M&Ms and tried to kind of show her Final Four scenarios. And I think the most telling one that she really needs to see that she's not seeing is if Steve wins head of household next, she's under the impression that Austin and Liz will throw her the veto next week, which they told her. That's the thing. Austin and Liz gave her, promised her everything in the world. She wants them to throw, you know, to keep her safe next week and throw part one of Final Three HOH to her. And they're like, yeah, sure. Whatever. They're not going to honor these things. I think she really thinks they will, but they really won't. And I mean, Steve, you know, he came up there and showed her with the M&Ms. Look, if I win head of household next and they're on the block next to each other and one of them wins veto, like you're gone. The only vote to evict is the other one. You know what I mean? So that's the most glaring scenario that she just seems to be overlooking. But then when John went up there, John basically, according to Vanessa, said all the wrong things, and yet it still left Vanessa completely perplexed, which is, I think, why John is so interesting. He's just such a foil for Vanessa because he won't play her game. He basically just said, like, well, I hate all you guys. You know my word's no good. I've been telling you that for weeks. Just full Dr. Will school of thought. And they're all talking about it, and they're like, but he hasn't seen Dr. Will, right? Right. So he's just like this? Is he just insanely stupid or insanely brilliant? Like, he's really kind of like thrown a John Malkovich out there.
Yeah, so he's just such a wild card that she can't just wrap her head around it.
Right, and she's wanting, you know, give and take from him and wanting, you know, him to, you know, make offers of promise, and he's just not going to do it. He's like, yeah, well, if you got to put me up. We'll do, you know, we'll make it happen. Like, you know, good luck. I'm going to kill all you guys. I hate all you guys. You know, it's just got to, all right, John.
You know, around the time I was going to bed last night, I saw a bunch of people tweeting, including our own Brent Walgamott, about how Johnny Mac and Steve were also going to bed, much like myself, but unlike me, that they were competing for $500,000 and not really campaigning to the HOH and really just letting Austin and Liz have all of that face time with Vanessa. Did you see that as being the case as well?
That was definitely the case for a while last night. Ultimately, very late night, they did get up there and get to talk to her, which, you know, good. But yeah, I think they, you know, when there's so few people in the house and you know what's kind of going on, I think it's in your best interest to really try to do something sooner, not just let people kind of sit up there and plot your demise for hours on end.
Yeah. Don't you want to not leave the room and give that opportunity to the other side?
Yeah, or right, or if they're trying to get you to leave the room, just try to, you know, oh, okay, well, I just need to use the bathroom. So it's just like, just be a nuisance. Why not? What can they do? I mean, it's, you know, we're down to the nitty gritty here.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of these shows, especially when it gets down to it, is just don't let these other people have the opportunities to really talk at length.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember around this time last year where, like, you know, Derek was almost trying to like keep people from being in rooms together. I mean, he really was trying to like just ice everyone out.
It's not fun. It's really not. It's like a very grueling process and it really is not an enjoyable thing to do. But I'm sure if you talk to Andy Heron, I'm sure he would tell you the same thing.
That's right. Yep. It's maybe not fun to watch, but you'll be, you know, laughing all the way to the bank.
Okay. So will Steve freak out if he's on the block? Will he throw up?
He's not going to freak out. I thought he did a good job. Actually, at first I was worried because he was just, you know, saying okay a lot and trying to just kind of, but he was really processing. And I think later towards the, like later on in the night, he really started to make some good points. Whether or not Vanessa hears them is another thing. I think she sometimes does the thing where she's kind of thinking while she's looking at you and pretending to listen. And I think that was kind of going on last night a bit, which is a shame, but Steve had some good points. I thought he made some good arguments about kind of why you can't trust Austin and Liz to honor any deal, why you can't trust them to throw a veto if either one is in danger. I mean, just things that she should be thinking about and should be considering that. I just think she's, naive in thinking that she's under the impression that Austin can't take Liz to Final Three, that there's no value in him doing that because Liz will beat him. And it's just like that kind of logic that is tripping her up at this point in the game. Yeah, I mean, she really thinks, like, if she takes Austin and Steve to Final Three, each has to take her. I mean, I think she should go. Probably her best Final Three at this point, I would say, is Liz and Steve.
Okay, so we will see how it will all play out. When will the live feeds come back? Are they out until Monday now?
No, they're out. They're just for the day. So they're supposed to come back, I think, like 11 Pacific time.
But for, as far as I understand, are they doing the veto competition at an accelerated time? I thought that everything was going to be the same.
Well, I think everything is going to be the same as far as for right now. I know we're going to start accelerating.
So why black
soon.
Out the feeds today if it's just going to be a regular day and we're just going to have nominations and veto tomorrow?
Oh, right. No, I think the comp might be today and then tomorrow would be the veto meeting. Right. Because we have to have an eviction on Tuesday.
Right.
So I think it is accelerated. I think there will be a competition today and I think that's why. I think you're right.
So we're going to have nominations coming up sometime Friday afternoon and then the veto competition will be played sometime Friday evening?
I'm not positive on that, but that seems to be what the speculation is, what people are thinking is going on.
And you suspect that the feeds will come back then sometime late Friday night or Saturday morning?
They're supposed to be back at 11:30 p.m. tonight, and that's Big Brother time, I think.
Okay. All right. So we'll see. It's a slow Friday on the Big Brother, but lots to do here. If you are going to be having some downtime waiting for those feeds to come back, check out Evolution Strategy Chapter 28. It's up. It's here. It's huge. We needed this. It's available. EvolutionofStrategy.com. You can check that out. And of course, chapter one is available for free anytime at Evolution of Strategy. Are you pumped up for live feeds of the Audrey and Clay reality show?
Can
you set up what that is for people who don't know?
Sure. I'll reserve judgment. Basically, Audrey and Clay have started up a GoFundMe where they're thinking about trying to start basically a fan run kind of Big Brother variation where fans are able to kind of like almost like a US version of the UK show, it seems like, where fans are able to kind of like they're going to be locked in a location. Fans are going to be able to pick the kind of location and kinds of, you know, crazy activities they're forced to do.
Yeah, it's a GoFundMe, which is like a Kickstarter.
Right. They're trying to raise, I think, like 65K to get it off the ground. And last I checked, they were at like a couple $100. So they've got a ways to go here.
They got a ways to go. It's interesting. I mean, the GoFundMe video was really well done, but I think it was Hamster Watch that tweeted, Glass House tried to do their own thing, which wasn't Big Brother, and they had good lawyers and they got sued and they lost. So I don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah, that's a very fair point.
Yeah, I also saw that that on the Clay website, he's got some Clelly merchandise ready to go.
Yeah, he does. How about that? What are your thoughts on that, Rob?
I think I'm going to get some.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be cool to see me walking around with a Clelly shirt on?
Yeah, I like how the it was like the E on it is just a Georgia peach.
That's good branding.
It is good branding.
Yeah,
I
feel like Brenchel and JJo and Danny and Dominic, I feel like they all missed the mark with like doing like some real branding.
I mean, to be honest, Rob, some people are calling it sleazy, but this is
people? I'll fight them.
Yeah, well,
where are those people?
Like this is the height of your
you
know, coming right out of the house.
In love?
Well, this is like the perfect time. So if you're going to make a push for something like this, this is when you have to do it. When you're still on people's lips. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, let's get ahead of the curve here. I want to be the marketing person for LizTin. We need to get on that. Let me talk to my t-shirt guy. I'm going to get on the LizTin bandwagon. The T in LizTin is going to be the upside down Judas hat. Okay.
I like it.
What do you think of this?
I'm on board with this.
Yeah. That's good. That's going to be really, really good. And yeah, we'll sell things in, you know, you can get the Liz and Julia, like twin set. We'll sell like on the front side of the t-shirt, it'll say Austin, and on the back, it'll say Judas. I think this is good. All right, I'm going to talk to Brian Malloy about the LizTin line.
There was a good line last night, Rob, where Vanessa was trying to, you know, confirm that Austin would give her what she wants if she keeps him safe this week. And she's like, so Austin, Judas, they're on the same page. Anyone else in there I need to know about? Which I thought was awesome. I really hope that makes the show on Sunday.
Yeah. All right. So good stuff, Alex. Follow Alex Kidwell on Twitter. He's at Alex Kidwell. And it should be a lot of fun down the home stretch here of Big Brother 17. We are closing in less than 2 weeks away from the Big Brother 17 finale. Can you believe it?
I can and I can't, Rob. The season seems like it's been going on my entire life, and yet I'm not ready for it to end. It's a bizarre feeling.
By the way, I'm on the Clay Honeycutt website, which is clayhoneycutt.org. I didn't know he was an org.
Really? He's not a businessman. He's a businessman.
Yeah, he looks like he's in distress on the main page, on the main picture I'm looking at. Looks to be seems like he's almost like he's like sort of like captured in some sort of like seems like he needs help.
But is he shirtless?
He's a button up denim shirt open.
Ah, okay.
That's a good look.
Like that plays too. Yes.
Yes. All right. So we will be back. Our next Big Brother show is going to be Sunday night. We'll talk about the nominations from Vanessa. And of course, we'll get to see how the Under the Rainbow, or is it Under the Rainbow or Over the Rainbow?
It was Under the Rainbow.
Under the Rainbow. But the egg is going over the rainbow.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I just like looking at Steve in his leprechaun suit sitting on a toadstool.
People like that. So we're going to talk about that on Sunday night. And then I will also be back with some more podcasts over the weekend. Got a lot of stuff going up. Just posted that podcast talking with Kurt Clark about what is going on with our top 30 season poll. I'm going to get together with Mike Bloom here in a little bit, talk about the Last Comic Standing season finale. Also, I recorded a podcast recently with Miles Nye, who is going to be talking to us about why he loves The Genius and why other people should too. So he's going to sort of explain to me about what all the fuss is about The Genius, why there are a bunch of people talking about it. I was talking to Akiva on one of the podcasts recently on a Seinfeld podcast that I do with him on Post Show Recaps, Akiva Winokur, and he was telling me about how The Genius is sort of like people that are vegans. Like how do you know somebody watches The Genius? Like just wait for them to tell you about it.
Right. Yeah, no, it is. As this has been the summer of The Genius. Yeah, it really has been converting people along.
It's like CrossFit, vegan, and The Genius. Those are the things that, you know, any person that's into those things, they're going to put into any conversation.
The ties that bind.
Yes. All right. So everybody, have a good one. Looking forward to seeing what you guys have to say in the comments on robhasawebsite.com. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.